Broadcasting from parts unknown, USA. It's the Many Moods of Ben Vaughn.
Hello, music lovers, and welcome to the Many Moods of Ben Vaughn. I'm your host, Ben Vaughn, coming to you once again through the miracle of radio, the modern miracle of FM radio, and it's really great to be here on the air, in stereo, on the FM dial, or your device of choice. And we are very happy to have you here with us. We're broadcasting like we usually do from the Relay Shack in Parts Unknown, USA. And here in the Relay Shack, we're surrounded by boxes of records, CDs, 45s, we have 8-track tapes, we got all kinds of stuff laying around here, and I can't wait to play some of this music for you. We span many decades, many styles, and many moods on this show. And we have a very special edition of the Many Moods. I'm very happy about this. Songs from concept albums. Oh yes, this is going to get pretentious at some point, I guarantee you, but we have some really great selections for you from albums that have a theme or a sound that is consistent throughout that album. And we're going to be digging deep into styles other than rock music here and there during the next hour. So sit back, settle in, relax, get comfortable. This is the special concept album edition of The Many Moods of Ben Vaughn. What better way to start than a song from Arthur, or The Decline and Fall of the British Empire by the Kinks. This is called Victoria from 1968 here on The Many Moods.
So
You're listening to The Many Moods of Ben Vaughn.
Out in the West Texas town of El Paso, I fell in love with a Mexican girl. Nighttime would find me in Rose's Cantina. Music would play and Felina would whirl. Blacker than night were the eyes of Felina, wicked and evil while casting a spell. My love was deep for this Mexican maiden. I was in love, but in vain I could tell. One night a wild young cowboy came in, wild as the West Texas wind. Dashing and daring, a drink he was sharing with wicked Felina, the girl that I love. So in anger I challenged his right for the love of this maiden. Down went his hand for the gun that he wore. My challenge was answered in less than a heartbeat. A handsome young stranger lay dead on the floor. Just for a moment I stood there in silence, shocked by the foul evil deed I had done. Many thoughts raced through my mind as I stood there. I had but one chance, and that was to run. Out through the back door of Roses I ran, out where the horses were tied. I caught a good one, it looked like it could run. Up on its back and away I did ride, just as fast as I could, from the West Texas town of El Paso back to the badlands of New Mexico. Back in El Paso, my life would be worthless. Everything's gone in life, nothing is left. It's been so long since I've seen the young maid. My love is stronger than my fear of death. I saddled up and away I did go, riding alone in the dark. Nothing's worse than this pain in my heart. And at last here I am on the hill overlooking El Paso. I can see Rose's Cantina below. My love is strong and it pushes me onward. Down off the hill to Felina I go. Off to my right I see five mounted cowboys. Off to my left, right, a dozen or more. Shouting and shooting, I can't let them catch me. I have to make it to Rose's back door. Something is dreadfully wrong, for I feel a deep burning pain in my soul. I'm getting weary, unable to ride. But my love for Felina is strong, and I rise where I've fallen. Though I am weary, I can't stop to rest. I see the white puff of smoke from the rifle. I feel the bullet go deep in my chest.
From out of nowhere, Felina has found me, kissing my cheek as she kneels by my side. Cradled by two loving arms that I'll die for, one little kiss and Felina goodbye.
Marty Robbins from his album Gunfighter Ballads and Trail Songs from 1959, a concept album, all of it recorded in one day in Nashville in April of 1959. And before that, we heard Victoria by the Kinks from Arthur, a concept album that came out 1 month after Tommy by The Who, which is considered the first self-claimed rock opera. And as you can guess, we're listening to songs from concept albums during this hour here in The Many Moods of Ben Vaughn. And we're going to hear a song right now from an album which is considered the first rock opera by The Pretty Things from 1968, recorded in 1967. And it's the story of a guy named Sebastian and his life and his death. And the album follows that story. And we're going to hear the opening track from that right now with SF Sorrow Is Born.
Watch the door, and in between I drink black coffee. Love's a hand-me-down broom. I'll never know a Sunday in this weekday room. I'm talking to the shadows, 1 o'clock till four. And Lord, how slow the moments go when all I do is pour black coffee. Since the blues has caught my eye. I'm hanging out on Monday, my Sunday dreams too dry. Now man is born to go a-loving, a woman's born to weep and fret, to stay at home and tend her oven and drown her past regrets in coffee and cigarettes. I'm mooning all the morning, morning all the night, and in between it's nicotine and not much heart to fight. Black coffee, feeling low as the ground, it's driving me crazy. Waiting for my baby to maybe come around.
We have been listening to a piece of music from a very strange concept album, Stack O' Tracks, by the Beach Boys. Just the backing tracks of Beach Boys tunes, and it came with a songbook with the lyrics and the melodies for you to sing and play along to at home. That was God Only Knows from that record, and before that we heard Black Coffee by Peggy Lee from her concept album, Black Coffee, from 1956, and we started that set off with SF Sorrow Is Born by the Pretty Things. Coming up after the break, we have more songs from concept albums to play for you when we return with The Many Moods of Ben Vaughn.
Coming to you across the airwaves, these are the many moods of Ben Vaughn. And now, here's your host, Ben Vaughn.
All right, we are back. We are back with songs from concept albums. And speaking of concepts, The Many Moods is in syndication. There's a concept for you. We're on in a bunch of places on terrestrial radio and more to come. And we thank all of you out there for making that happen, because your enthusiasm has convinced radio programmers that the Many Moods playlist is not too weird for radio. Almost too weird, but not too weird. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay, concept records. What do we have here? Let's see. Oh boy, here we go. The Who from 1967, before Tommy, made an album called The Who Sell Out. And the idea was to replicate a pirate radio station. And they did it so well that they were sued by Radio London for using their jingles on the record. A really great album by The Who. We're going to hear two songs that blend right into each other. Armenia City in the Sky and Marianne with the Shaky Hands. The Who from 1967, from The Who Sell Out.
What's for tea, darling? Darling, I said, what's for tea?
What's for tea, daughter?
Oh, music, more music, more music, more music.
Dance with Linda. Dance with Cindy. Let us suddenly see Mary Ann with the shaky hair, but they don't do a man the shaky hand. Mary is so pretty, the prettiest in the land. Guys come from every city just to shake their shaky hands. Linda can't cook, she needs books. Cindy can't sew, but I'd rather know. And Mary Ann with the shaky hand, what they've done to a man of shame.
I'm lost and I'm looking for my baby. Wonder why my baby can't be found. I'm lost and I'm looking for my baby. Lord knows my baby ain't around. So I'm lost and I'm looking for my baby. Wonder why my baby can't be found. Lost and I'm searching for my baby. Lord knows my baby ain't around. Crying for my baby, crying all alone. Calling for you, come home, come home. I'm lost and I'm calling for my baby. Baby, won't you please come home? I'm lost and I'm calling for my baby. I need you 'cause I'm so alone.
You do know why you're here.
Yes. There's great confusion on Earth, and the power that is has concluded the following. Perfect man has visited Earth already, and his voice was heard. The voice of imperfect man must now be made manifest, and I have been selected as the most likely candidate.
Yes. The time is April. Therefore you, a Taurus, must go.
To be born under the same sign twice adds strength.
And this strength
combined with wisdom and love is the key.
Miracles appear in the strangest of places. Fancy meeting you here. The last time I saw you was just out of Houston. Sit down, let me buy you a beer. Your presence is welcome with me and my friend here. This is a hangout of mine. We come here quite often and listen to music, partaking of yesterday's wine. Yesterday's wine, I'm yesterday's wine, aging with time. Like yesterday's wine. Yesterday's wine. We're yesterday's wine. Aging with time. Like yesterday's wine. You give the appearance of one widely traveled. I'll bet you've seen things in your time. So sit down beside me and tell me your story. If you think you'll like yesterday's wine. Yesterday's wine. We're yesterday's wine. Aging with time. Like yesterday's wine. Yesterday's wine. Well, yesterday's wine. Aging with time. Like yesterday's wine. Yesterday's wine, we're yesterday's wine, aging with time, like yesterday's wine. Yesterday's wine, we're yesterday's wine, we're aging with time. Like yesterday's wine.
Willie Nelson with Yesterday's Wine, a concept album tracing the life of the imperfect man. Right on, Willie. You go, Willie. 1971, I think that was. Let me see. Yeah, 1971. And before that, we heard a song from Nightbeat by Sam Cooke, a really great late night blues album that he put out that has no strings and no background singers and none of that stuff on his big pop records. A really great record called Nightbeat. And we heard Lost and Lookin' from that album from 1963. And we started that set off with The Who from The Who Sellout. I'm Ben Vaughn. This is The Many Moods of Ben Vaughn, the special concept record edition of this show. We're going to try not to be too pretentious with this theme, but we might get pretentious, but hang in there. We'll pull it back. Don't worry. We have a lot of records here in the Relay Shack, which is where I am, in the Relay Shack in Parts Unknown USA, where we're surrounded by boxes of records, CDs, 45s, 8-track tapes, and concept albums, including this one right here by Marvin Gaye. This is really interesting because the theme of this concept record is based on the fact that 50% of the revenue coming from this album would automatically go to his soon-to-be ex-wife in a divorce settlement, and he couldn't help singing about that exact situation. A very interesting record. We're going to hear a tune called Is That Enough from Here, My Dear by Marvin Gaye from 1978. We have been listening to Is That Enough by Marvin Gaye from Hear My Dear from 1978. Coming up after the break, we have more great songs from concept albums to play for you when we return with The Many Moods of Ben Vaughn. Yes, we are back. Concept records, concept albums. Woo! We got a bunch of them here. And we are very happy to have you here with us. We know you have other entertainment options. And we thank you for choosing The Many Moods. And yes, concept albums. I have an LP in my hand, a very important LP. Frank Sinatra, Watertown. Oh, get ready for this. This is his concept album from, I think, 1970. Let me check. Yes, 1970. Composed and produced by Bob Gaudio of the Four Seasons with lyrics by Jake Holmes. And Sinatra was not a stranger to concept albums. He put out quite a few in the late 50s, and he gave it a shot with these guys. The record didn't sell, but it is sort of a masterpiece. Here's the title track, Watertown, by Frank Sinatra.
Nothing much happening down on Main, except a little rain. Old Watertown, everyone knows the perfect crime, killing time. And no one's going anywhere. Living's much too easy there. It can never be a lonely place when there's the shelter of familiar faces. Who can say it's not that way?
excitement to be found. Hanging around. Someone standing in the rain, waiting for the morning train. It's gonna be a lonely place without the look of your familiar face. But who can say? It's not that way. Thank you.
moved their lives so fast. If you just take it slow and easy, just as long as this habit lasts.
1968, The Small Faces from Ogden's Nut Gone Flake, their concept album, a great record. And before that, we heard Can't Kick This Habit from Blues from the Gutter by Champion Jack Dupree, which is a concept album where every song is about alcoholism, heroin addiction, or TB. But despite the darkness of the material, it's a really great cooking blues album by Champion Jack Dupree. And we started that set off with the great Frank Sinatra from Watertown. I'm Ben Vaughn. This is The Many Moods of Ben Vaughn that you're tuned into, and this show is now available as a podcast on an internet near you. Wherever you find podcasts, we're there. We're very easy to find, thanks to KCDZ in Joshua Tree, California. They put these shows up on the information superhighway for you to download and enjoy. So thank you, KCDZ. And we also have a Facebook page, a Many Moods of Ben Vaughn Facebook page. Yesterday's Technology Today. That's our motto here in the Relay Shack. So if you want to see that stuff, go to Facebook and like us. Really, really like us. Okay, we are playing songs from concept albums, and country music stars were not adverse to the concept album. Johnny Cash did them, Marty Robbins, and also Merle Haggard. And we're going to hear a song from Merle's album, My Love Affair with Trains. This is called The Silver Ghost from 1976.
Here's a story song of an old railroad legend that treads on the very edge of the supernatural.
On a cold and rainy night, I was sitting in the light of my switchman's shack, a mile post on the mountain. The storm was pretty bad and the telephone was dead, but it was just 11 hours till the dawn. Then much to my surprise, the telegraph jumped into life, As I read the code, I thought, could this be true? A train was on its way, headed up the mountain grade, but she didn't have no engineer or crew. At the other switch, they tried to put her on the mountainside, but she kept on coming up the mountain grade. Well, I quickly doused the light to try to see into the night. Maybe I could spot her headlight in the rain. She was pounding down below, I could hear her whistle blow, and I thought, Lord, that's a high and mournful sound. Then the telegraph again, there's a cave in at the mine, and 100 men are buried beneath the ground. Lord, she's coming now, I see, round the bend and straight at me, and her boiler's glowing red as coal in hell. The headlights switching wide, searching all the mountainside, but the only sound she's making is a wail. Then I recognize the train by the number and the name. It's the miner's Silver Ghost 041. Then she vanished up the track by the lonely switchman's shack, like a mother who was looking for her son. Now I heard a story how an engine went to glory over 50 years ago on this same line. It was steaming for a cave, and there were men who needed saving, but it missed the curve and trestle near the mine. And every now and then you'll hear a whistle on the wind if the mountain slides and many men are lost. It's a high and lonely wailing, searching up and down the mountain. It's the train they call the miner's Silver Ghost. The train they call the miner's Silver Ghost. The train they call the miner's Silver Ghost.
We have been listening to Duane Eddy from his concept album, Water Skiing, where every song is named after something to do with water skiing. And we started that set off with Merle Haggard. Well, folks, that just about does it. We've run out of time. The special Many Moods concept album edition is now coming to a close. We're out of time. The show is produced by Charles Tobias, engineered by Kevin Jarvis. Our announcer is Smith Harrison, and I'm your host, Ben Vaughn. Thank you so much for listening. Come back and visit us again right here in the Relay Shack. We'll be waiting for you. Until then, arrivederci, auf Wiedersehen, adios, au revoir, aloha, and goodbye. See ya.